Welcome to the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour.
In every life, some rain must fall, and you'll get wet as your sorrow calls. Oh, the sun will rise on a brand new morn. You'll be warm and dry and freshly born. Everybody, the river goes round, around the bend. The river goes round, round, round till the very end. When it stops, it starts again.
Won't be long
till the river goes round.
With support from the Marshall County Community Foundation and Judith Robert and Tom Kapazinskis and Friends of the Wild Rose Moon, from historic downtown Plymouth, Indiana, where the Lincoln Highway and Michigan Road cross the banks of the beautiful Yellow River, it's the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour. Tonight, with musical guest Jig Jam, a guest spot from regional folk musician and melodeon player Paul Mitchell, the Shoot the Moon radio quiz show, and me, your guest announcer, Elena Peacock. And now, recorded live from the Wild Rose Moon Performing Arts Center, Dadaists and Dadaers, Cuckoos and Cookies, The Snaps, The Crackles, and The Pops, here's your musical maestro of all things lunar, or lunatic, your Radio Hour host, George Stricker.
Sing with me!
The river goes round, around the bend. The river goes round, 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 till the very end. And when it stops, it starts again. Be long till the river goes round. Won't be long till the river goes round.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much. We're here today on the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour, and we are very lucky today to have some very special guests all the way from Ireland with us today. And we have a guest announcer as well, Elena Peacock from Plymouth High School. Let's give her a nice hand. And Elena, you had something interesting happen to you. Is that why you're wearing that sling around your shoulder? What happened exactly?
Well, George, I was innocently taking out the trash when a fearsome bear determined to kill me attacked, also known as a scared raccoon leaping fearfully at yours truly. After a very macho shriek, I assure you, I flung the creature off and tended to my wounds, bawling quite bravely.
Well, give her a big hand for that. And did you develop an affectionate name for the raccoon?
Oh, no. I can't air that.
Oh, not so affectionate. Well, I want to welcome to our stage four of the most talented gentlemen I have ever seen in my life. And they are Jig Jam. Could you welcome to the stage? And Jamie McHugh. Is that right? Tell me a little bit about Jig Jam. Tell me, how did you all get started?
So three of us actually grew up around the same area in Tullamore. Myself, Dahi, and Cahill over there. I got asked to play for a 21st birthday party, and I didn't really want to go solo, so I said I'd bring a few soldiers with me. So we were just kind of doing the band for fun at the time. Just kind of casually in a couple of bars in the locality at the weekends. And then we decided to record an album. And it went from there. We started touring in the States, and we've been doing it now for 4 years over here. We played a gig in Disney in Orlando, and we found this sea creature.
Who would that be?
His name is Gavin Strapp, and we asked him to join the band and come on the road, and he's never looked back. So yeah, so we've been a band, I suppose. It started 6 years ago. And
how yourself, when did your first, the musical bug kind of kindle in you when you were young?
So my mother's a music teacher. So it was kind of, it was always in our house and our family. Started playing probably around 6 or 7. I started playing the fiddle and the piano and the guitar. My sister also plays music. So yeah, we were always going to music lessons and festivals around Ireland, and it was all Mam really kind of started it, you know. So it was great.
That's great. Could you all do a song for us?
Can indeed, yeah. So this is the title track off our second studio album.
Rise before the sun meets your eye. Rise upon that twilight zone. Is your mind as clear as the sky above? But me are those chirping sounds. Birds singing little turnarounds. My head's in the clouds, and I'm not coming down. No, and I don't wanna come down. Oh, and I'm hanging upside down. Down this path of leaves I walk, walking eyes on the way to love. You won't be mine, it's colorblind, and you forget to breathe. Breathing deep, the air that's free, just as free as you and me. The sun is flowing, you start knowing all that you can be. Captures me right here, another folks from far and near, surrounded by beauty, gives us hope. Hope can run for miles and miles, or as simple as a baby smile. Such a feeling that can let you see. Oh, it can let you see. Okay, we're gonna need a hand to sing the next part, all right? So sing after me. Oh, 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 oh. Everybody.
Oh, 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 oh.
And again.
Oh, 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 oh.
One more time.
Amazing. You know, I decided while I was listening there, I think Jig Jam is a band that makes you feel so happy you're alive, you know? Every one of their songs has this kind of joy and exuberance to it that's absolutely remarkable, and they carry that in them. Dahimelia, right?
Well, George, how are you?
Tell me about yourself. When did you start? I always love the earliest possible story. So if you can go all the way back to the cradle, it would be good.
Well, I started playing guitar when I was 12, 12 years old. And then when I was about 17, I picked up the banjo and fell in love with bluegrass music and met Cahill, and he was playing Irish music and bluegrass as well, so...
So what in terms of your influences, what kind of bluegrass, can you name some names? Is it?
Yeah, I first heard like Bella Fleck.
Yeah, yeah.
And fell in love with the banjo and then kind of traced it back to Earl Scruggs and all that kind of stuff. And the old J.D. Crow and all that kind of stuff.
Did you ever listen to any John Hartford?
Yeah. Love that stuff. We're actually playing at the John Hartford Fest.
Oh, that's
this year,
wonderful.
Yeah, so
that's
looking forward to that.
So, and you came into the band when now?
Yeah, I was the original member with Jamie and Carl back in the day.
And when you first got started, was that you could kind of feel the energy building?
Yeah, we all had great chemistry from the start. We all kind of just rolled in and played a lot of songs off the cuff and just kind of had a lot of fun with it.
That's great.
Been playing together ever since, so.
That's terrific.
Great crack.
All right, can you do another one for us?
Yeah.
So we're going to do a brand new song for us. We're just recently recorded this. It's going to be on our upcoming album, Phoenix. So it's called Let It Roll.
Song, how does it first start? How does it start rolling out of you?
I'm not sure. Right?
I usually get random thoughts when I'm in bed. I'll explain myself.
quickly.
Right, quickly, okay. Yeah. No, I think I do get a lot of random tunes when I'm lying awake at like 3 o'clock in the morning. And I don't want to wake the house, so I try to whistle stuff into my phone and stuff like that. Sometimes I wake up the next morning and I can make sense of it, and other times it makes absolutely no sense to me. But I don't know. I get ideas. Sometimes there's songs that I think, you know, there's a certain groove I'd like to write on. I write a lot with Dahi. So a lot of the time, if I have an idea, I'll call him or I'll video. I'll just take a quick video of a song and send it on to him and see what do you make of that? Do you have anything? Maybe Dahi could stick something that he already had to it, or he might change it a bit. Or so we co-write quite a bit. We co-wrote that last song together.
Yeah, definitely with that song. I think I had like a chorus idea and Jamie had a verse and we actually didn't know what to do with either. And next thing I brought one to him and he said, oh, this might work. So then it actually worked.
And it's
into
funny,
a song.
That particular song took a big turn because we had that song as the drivey bluegrass song on the album. So it originally sounded like this.
Everybody knows when you're feeling high, you're feeling low. Those highs and lows.
At that pace. And then we said... There was fellas getting out of breath during practice. So we said, well, might be nicer with a bit of a swing, you know. And we tried it with that particular groove and we said, oh, that's far better.
Give us a little bit more of the new version. Just so we can hear that swing.
Everybody knows, feeling high, feeling low, those highs and lows.
Yeah, that's it, man. That's cool. Give him a nice hand again. Hey, I want to thank you guys so much for welcoming in our radio show today. We're going to be back with you for the game show, of course. We're going to have in the middle. We're going to have a guest come in from a local guest and play a Lithuanian folk song.
That sounds good.
Yeah, so we're going to be very global today.
With support from Judith Robert and Tom Kapazinskis, the Marshall County Community Foundation, and the Friends of the Wild Rose Moon, you're listening to the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour.